to prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in the students through a combined effort of the school district and the community. If you can go ahead and pull out a copy of the minutes and take a look at them, please. Take a few minutes to read over those.
But only some questions. Only some questions.
Motion to approve the minutes from the January 12, 2022 minute meeting.
Aye.
Aye.
Second.
Aye. I second.
Thank you, ladies. So now we're going to hear reports from each committee member that's here. Janie and Kathy aren't here today, so we won't be covering nutrition. I know that Janie is, they're still doing those snacks at elementary and intermediate, and it's every other day?
Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. They do like a fruit or a vegetable. Sometimes they come up with exotic things that kids might not have tried, and so I know that they're continuing to do that. Physical education, we have Mr. Nate Orta. Gone to the doctor to get screened. Healthy school environment. I know that they're continuing to patrol the campuses around the county and city. Police department are driving around making sure everybody's safe. I know that we, at our campus, we did the safety drills, and I know they're continuing to do fire drills. Have you all done safety
drills? Yes, we're up to date.
Counselors, y'all can tell us what's going on in y'all's area. Who wants to go first?
We're talking about bullying this month. We're doing the Journey of Hope. Dr. Gomez has started a committee. He's an LPC counselor, licensed professional counselor, and he's throughout the district. He's Dr. Gomez, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he comes on Mondays, and I think he's now he's going to start on the issues.
Mm-hmm. And how do we, if we have someone we want to refer, just get with you?
No, if Cindy's doing it for intermediate and then doing it for elementary, Lisa is for high school, and Miss Keister is for intermediate. So if you have students that want to go for elementary, I don't have.
Okay.
And then Old Project Turnaround, they're still coming and doing parent meetings. They actually just did a drop everything and read. Last Tuesday, it went really well. They have their mascot here, and they each of the Project Turnaround counselors, they read of their favorite books, and PD like acted them out, and stuff like that. And then they gave free books to all of the students. So that was really neat. They really enjoyed that.
So Project Turnaround did do the alcohol, the abuse presentations, the prescription drug, and the THC presentations. And they started the, I think they call it a FYI, and it's the group therapy for the students that suffer from anxiety and panic attacks. And they are meeting every Monday. And I think it's a group of 11 students I have attending that. And that started like 5 weeks ago, so we're like halfway through it, and it's they like it. They come looking for it. And then Dr. Gomez, I thought he was a psychologist for an LPC. Anyway, he's... I think he's a psychologist. So that's three of our students have started seeing him, and that's going very well. And then he just asked me today to recommend at least two or three more. Because I guess we're going to get him for a little bit longer. Yeah. And I definitely have more that can benefit.
Next year, too, maybe?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I definitely have two more that I already recommended them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Anything else going on in
No, and then we got done with our CPR training, thank God, for the seniors. Yes, thanks to you guys. Yep.
Health education, I put that on there, CPR for students done on March 29th and 30th. We got all the seniors done, and all of them?
Every single one has it on their transcript now. So I already put it on there, yes.
So that's completed. Mm-hmm. We're also working on health education curriculum at our meeting today. Family and community involvement. I had on here the Drop Everything and Read that they had on April 12th at 6 o'clock in the cafeteria at the elementary. Also, parent conference is going to be tomorrow from 8:30 to 2 at the San Patricio County Civic Center. And then for health promotion for staff, Amy was going to talk about a little program they did at the junior high campus that sounds like maybe we can do it for the district next year. For health promotion for staff, if anybody is interested. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, so there were six teachers, six staff members, 12 staff members that wanted to do like a weight loss challenge. It was 8 weeks long. And so each week, the first week, 1 through the 7th week, we all paid $10 per week. And so half of the money was divvied up between a big pot at the very end, who's the biggest loser kind of thing, and then the second part of that pot would go to the winner of that week. And so depending on how much you lost at the very end, you get the big pot. But every week there was some kind of little prize as well. Even though you didn't win or you didn't lose the amount that week, you still were able to get an incentive.
Like the incentives.
Mm-hmm.
So this one was, are you getting those steps for heart or waist? And so it was around Valentine's Day. So she had added little Valentine socks to it. And so then here was another one, not living the scale, golden, check your inches. And so she added her little inch. So at the end, it ended up only being 10 people, but every week somebody got something. So this one was tips for drinking more water, and then she tied it to a water bottle and a plastic straw and some little mix packets that go in it. And I, one week we got like a little a meal prep, and one compartment said 2 cups, the other two said 1 cup, 1 cup, and then it had a little measuring for your salad dressing that you could do, and little earbuds, magnet little things. So she goes, I just tried to think of stuff outside the box that if you're out there working out, what would you need? And so if you have just the wireless earbuds, and she said, well, to me, I bought the little magnet ones that hook up to your earbuds because I lost one when I was walking. And so she was able to use like her Amazon teacher discount to get a few things. She got a lot of stuff from the Dollar Tree. And but it was fun. We had a good time. In the end, of course, a male won because he got the milk. But it was fun. It was fun. And she's thinking about doing at the last day of school, everybody who wants to participate can measure their waist, put the measurement in an envelope with $10. And when we get back the first day of school, measure everybody, see who won, who was the biggest loser in the summer. So I said it was good.
So I was thinking maybe we could do something like that, or Kathy Farrell from Texas AgriLife, they have that step up to scale down, and it's kind of the same kind of thing. Every week they give a little incentive, and they do nutrition, education, and they do a weigh-in, kind of like Weight Watchers a little bit. We can do something like that. And if anybody has any ideas here for SHAC so that we can get healthier for the district, you know, that'd be great to talk and share those as well. Also, I talked to Christine, and she was talking about a health incentive for employees as well, where if you're interested, you go into the office and you put your name down, and then they're going to draw a winner for a free pass to attend water aerobics classes this summer at the pool. But she'll be sending out an email for that. I kind of just wanted to let y'all know that that might be in the works. Okay? And does anybody else have anything they want to share from any of our committees? Anything else? Okay, well, we have Barbara Burdett and Annette Hall from the Great Body Shop. That's one of the coordinated school health programs that we're considering. She's going to be talking to us about her program. We've heard from Making Proud Choices, we've heard from CATCH, and now we'll hear from this group.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
I
two very, very important content areas of nutrition and physical education. We are 100% aligned to the health teaks, the new health teaks, and before we go tonight, I'm going to show you where you can see that alignment so that you can vet us based on the alignment that we have. I want to give you a sense of the student material. We're not a textbook, and we don't have a health program that's in a kit with several activities that you might be familiar with, such as Patch and some others like that. What we publish is what looks really, it feels like a weekly reader or Time for Kids. There's one for every month on the elementary level that comes to the school, and then there are 9 for middle school, and those are shipped all at once because middle school content specialists have usually a different schedule of teaching health education. These are annually reviewed and updated. They're printed in English, Spanish, French, Mandarin, and soon to be Russian. We're hoping that we'll be releasing that later in the fall. These are used in lieu of a textbook, and the beauty of the student issue is that these go home to support the family team at the end of instruction. It's so that families can really infuse or can really extend the lesson, infuse their own values around different topics, and it really becomes that bridge between school and the family team. This is one of the features that schools all across the country, as well as internationally, love about our program. We are the resource that the Department of Defense uses, and therefore I've referenced internationally, we're in several schools. That's first grade. Let me show you how it changes in the middle school. Real quickly here, just so you can get a sense and a feel for that middle school material and the shift. So I'm going to bring up nutrition. As you would expect, the materials have a middle school look to it. They're designed to attract that middle school learner, to give functional knowledge from which the classroom teacher can build upon. So it's condensed to give them that resource, a contemporary resource with updated information, as well as some ways that they can check their understanding of different topics and skills. Use in lieu of a textbook. Most of the districts that we work with now have a single sign-on, such as Clever or ClassLink or a Google sign-on. And when they do that, kids can your students can access the student material in any language on any device. And in fact, families can as well, with the classroom's permission. Families can access the material prior to instruction or during instruction. And as a publisher, we support that. I want to give you a sense of, just a real quick sense of what you're looking at when you vet our materials in terms of the lesson design. I'm actually going to start this time with middle school. Each unit has 4 core lessons that are tied to performance objectives that are again aligned to your standards. So we have lesson 1 is on healthy eating, lesson 2 on fitness, lesson 3 here is on influences, and lesson 4 is on eating disorders. And this is for middle school. So 4 lessons. In addition to that, what we provide teachers at any grade level is a whole list of targeted extension activities. And in the elementary, they're called reinforcement activities. And the way that these can be used is it allows the educator to look at the students that are in front of them and say, wait a minute, my kids need a little bit more of this right now, or this is happening in our community, and we want to pull in a little bit more around advertisements or access to food and farm foods or farm to table. And so when you look at our material, I'm sorry, I made that really large, you're going to see several different additional activities from the core 4. I want to go back to the elementary. And I'm just going to pull up grade 1. I want to point out something that's been loved by elementary teachers across the country. Typically, Great Body Shop is taught by a classroom teacher, although it is taught in some of our districts by content specialists, such as the PE educator. regardless of who teaches it. One of the things that they love about our program is that there is actually a script that is provided as a model lesson. In my district, I thought they would revolt, and all the, everybody would say, wait a minute, we don't want a script. And it actually is a script written by teachers, for teachers, and it gives a model for how a teacher might want to go into this particular lesson. On the left side of our lesson is an outline. So it gives you both views. Another thing we provide for all, with all of our lessons, regardless of the age level, is there's always a home connection activity. And this is, again, like our student issues, is designed to bridge the gap between school and home and to really scaffold or facilitate conversations with the family team. The other things, if you're noodling around with the username and password, you're going to find reinforcement activities, you're going to find worksheets in English and Spanish, your assessments, constructed response questions, role play rubrics. You're going to find a series of other handouts, additional graphics, just other supplementals on our website that will help you get a better sense of all that's there. Now, one of the questions that you might have as a committee member would be, how does Free Body Shop handle some of those sensitive topics around puberty? I certainly would be asking the same question if I was sitting in your seat. And so let me talk about that. In your new health teaks, you have puberty education and fifth grade, so I'm just going to go to fifth grade. And what I want you to know is that there are certain lessons that are in our student material, and then we provide additional lessons from which a district can choose from or not. So for example, in our puberty lesson, and this is what districts all across the country are expecting to see in fifth grade. This is hormones in your body, growing up in male and female. These are the changes that students would experience typically from 10 to 13 years of age. Good hygiene, feeling good about the way you look, and growing up with a healthy attitude. Oftentimes, when people look at our program, they go, Barb, this is all the stuff we used to see in a movie. And we see that puberty education is here. Now, you don't see things like gender identity here, gender expression. It doesn't mean that we don't have it in our program from which a district could choose from. It just means it's not in the core four, and it's not in our student material. And so I wanted you to know that what we do for subjects or topics that might be considered sensitive, they are placed and labeled as optional and double barred in our material, and there's some of those lessons that you probably would expect to see. For example, one on abstinence, one on gender identity, and such. So I'm just trying to scroll down to get one. This is an additional lesson that's on male hygiene. It's above and beyond the core four lessons. And some districts say we want that, and some say they don't. But you can see how we label them with a double bar, and we'll provide you with a list of all of those and where they are in the Great Body Shop. That's how we handle being a national publisher, with every state having different state standards. And so I just wanted to point that out for you. The other thing you might be asking about is, Barb, where's all that technology? Again, if you're a Great Body Shop school and you select us, there's several tools to help monitor a coordinated school health program. For example, logging instruction, logging community activities, pulling from where those nutrition activities and physical activities are that we can bridge out and push out into the community as well as our local school community. Administrators have access to pre and post data should they want it, or a teacher survey, or a family survey. All of those pieces are part of coordination of school health activities. And so at the end of the year, it's like click of a report, and the administrators can find those activities. I just wanted you to see, as a classroom teacher, again, typically students access our materials with an SSO, single sign-on. I just wanted to show you what the student portal looked like so you could see how easy it would be for your students to access any of our materials. So the student issues that are assigned can come up in three different languages. A separate article can come up in audio. It just takes a minute to transition. And then quizzes can be taken online and uploaded into our gradebook, or if you use Schoology, Blackboard, or another LMS, that it could be uploaded to that as well. We have pretty strict security guidelines for the technology, and typically technology folks work with our tech team, and we have national documents that we sign that we adhere to certain security guidelines. So I think I have maybe 8 minutes left. I know it's painful for me not to give you much, just to give you that cursory look, that Reader's Digest. What questions do you have for us? What are you thinking, and how can I best help you review the Great Body Shop?
Well, I have a question in regards to the human sexuality component. We have to have our parents opt in. So those students who don't opt in, what cues the teacher to remove those students from the classroom?
Yeah, every district is, so you're saying that your district has an opt-in policy?
Yes.
Many districts have an opt-out policy, and some, like yours, of course, has an opt-in. And so districts all across the country do different things for this. Some have an alternative lesson that they provide students. Some require that the student gets the same lesson, but they're taught, and they send the materials home. And so we don't control that. What we do is we give you so many different activities to select from, so that it would be easy for you to find alternatives. That is the requirement in your district. This is a board policy typically that drives this. One district that I work with, it's a large district in the DC area. They provide their families with almost like a bingo cue card of 12 different activities they can select from if their child is removed from instruction.
Okay,
so it's really a local decision.
But my question is something cue the teacher that this is going to be covering that topic, and so now I need to, whatever we're going to do alternatively, but what cues the teacher to know?
Oh, okay. So a couple of things. So the teacher's guide, and then each teacher guide, you get the performance objectives, so you see the four lessons. So you would know based on the instructional material, like if I'm a fifth grade teacher, I'm going to see that I have 10 units throughout the year, and I'm going to see that this fifth one is growing up, and I'll know that that's where that one is. Typically what happens is a Great Body Shop school that's brand new to us gets professional development. Every teacher is trained, and during training, we mark those for you. And in fact, prior to training, typically the admin team knows exactly where they're gonna go with which lessons are in. You know, usually the core four lessons are what districts adhere to, but it depends on your state. So the cues would be your instructional materials are right there, and then you get a whole kit. You get a program guide that shows you it's not till the 6 months, and then professional development. And I'm anticipating that if you were a Great Body Shop school, there would be a protocol for the opt-out letter that would go home or opt-in 2 weeks prior to instruction, and typically that would come out of the district office, typically, or through the building principal. And that's just my experience. Did I scare you away? Is that
no.
it?
No.
You guys are easy tonight.
Social and emotional learning, is it included?
social and emotional, she was asking about social and emotional learning, if it was included.
Absolutely. So in fact, SEL is in every, social emotional learning is in every unit. So, you know, from nutrition, when we talk about what, how do you feel when you eat well and when you exercise and you get sleep, you know, they talk about feelings associated with that. And then and there is a concentrated unit, which is month 5 on SEL, but again, it's infused in everything. So lessons on perseverance and grit and motivation and feelings and accessing trusted adults for hard to manage feelings, coping mechanisms, conflict resolution. It doesn't matter the grade level, it's woven in throughout the entire program. In fact, a lot of districts have used Second Step for SEL across the country. Mine did as well. There's such an overlap if you did a crosswalk. And so what some districts do is they have Great Body Shop as their universal curricular resource for all universal instruction and SEL. And then a tier 2 might be another program that's really more targeted to children who might need some interventions.
Thank you.
These items are two things I want the committee to know. In your alignment tab, I have several here, but you won't. You'll just have Texas in yours. But if you want to know where Great Body Shop aligns to any of the TEKS, you can click on the standard, you can click on the grade level, you can drill down and find whatever performance objective you want, and it will tell you exactly where it is in the Great Body Shop. The other thing that I invite you all to do is to take a peek at our help desk under special topics, and this is where you're gonna find optional sections. This is where you'll find where are those lessons on bullying. It will save you some time if the SHAC committee really has some very specific topics that you would like to know how Great Body Shop addresses them. And that will save you some time of flipping through all the hard copies. You can use that to really guide your review.
So how is PD delivered?
She would like to know how PD is delivered.
So PD has several different formats. It's a great question. For the last year, it's been virtual. We're going back to offering district site-based and virtual. Sometimes it's for K-2 is oftentimes trained separately from 3-5. It just really depends on the size of the district. And then it may be separate from your middle school. So once you're a Great Body Shop school district in Texas, PD is included in our model. And then we really work with the administrative team to create a PD model that best works for you. So sometimes it's site-based, and then we follow virtual. Sometimes it's train the trainer, where you train a cadre of teachers to deliver this instruction at each campus. And sometimes our staff comes in and trains everybody. So it really depends on the needs of the district, how much PD time you have, which is at a premium, right? And what model the administrative team and staff in the committee feels would be the best for this, for you. So not a clean answer, I guess it's really more of a gallery of choices that you have.
Okay, well, we don't have any further questions. Thank you for coming.
Do you have your login?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, my camera just shut off. I apologize. I'm still here. But I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to share a little bit more with about Great Body Shop with you. Good luck in your review, and I hope you find what you're looking for.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
To ask all of the SHAC actual staff. So everybody filled out the rubrics or a semblance of the rubric. You know what I mean? And did everybody review the curriculum?
The room except for the second one, because we couldn't open it.
Which one's that one?
The Google Drive one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was making proud choices, and they presented to us.
Oh, okay.
They presented to us at the first meeting.
And when I asked for access, I got it.
Okay.
So I was able to see all
of everything that they had. And y'all were presented, I think Ms. Carr and Ms. Schultze, she came and presented to you guys. Is that correct?
I don't know if it's the same girl.
Yeah,
was it the same girl?
It was her.
There was another girl.
Yeah, there was another girl. But they came and presented that. So what it boils down to is we can do health education from K through 8. Then we can do human sexuality in high school if y'all are wanting to do that. We can continue to do neighbor success at high schools, what we usually do, or we can do one of these other programs. Y'all are required to have health. If y'all want to do health, we can figure something out. Or I don't know if y'all are ever going to add health to the curriculum.
We haven't talked about that.
No. Okay.
No.
So that's, that's an idea.
That is
because
an idea. You can even do the CPR thing.
Yes. So that's something we can be looking at. That for y'all, that doesn't have to be decided by next school year because it's not required for high school. But if you want to continue to do Aim for Success, we can continue to do that. We just have to have it in the handbook that we're doing that. Or did y'all want to try a different program, but we have to pay for it?
Do we have time to do that one by the end of this year?
We can do it the week before the last week of school, and that's it for this year.
That's the one where they have to opt in.
Well, now they
have to opt out.
Okay, so she was saying it's by districts, but now Texas requires you. The whole state of Texas requires you to opt in. So we have to opt in for that.
Okay.
It's in our handbook, so the school board had approved it years and years and years and years ago. So it's already in place, the Aim for Success for high school. Elementary had talked about maybe bringing Aim for Success for fifth grade. I didn't know if y'all want to try to do that next year on top of everything that we're already doing. And the same thing for junior high. But for junior high, we can start this health curriculum and then on top of that, still have Aim for Success. Aim for Success is free. They have us in a grant to where we don't have to pay for it like other school districts do. And that's a human sexuality curriculum that's abstinence-based and they talk about, they do games and talk to the kids. So we can keep that in place for high school. Did y'all want to do that maybe?
For now, yes.
So for next year, we'll put it into the handbook again, and then we'll revisit maybe adding health or maybe trying one of these other, because I like the, not making hard choices, but I like for high school, I like choosing the best, the other one.
That last one?
Yes.
The one on the
yes. Uh-huh. For high school, I like that, but that's a decision, like, you'll need to think about it and see if you want to change it to that. At that point, we would have to talk to the school board about it, which isn't really a problem, but we would have to do that.
But that's just for the sex education
component
or health altogether?
No, that's you. Well, what do y'all want to do? We can just do the human sexuality component or we can just do it with class. But then you got to come up, you got to think about hiring somebody and what are y'all going to do? How's it going to go into, you know?
Yeah.
So, because they got rid of it, I think, because they wanted to focus more on.
Well, I think after a house level 5,
they didn't have to, right? And it's up to everybody, like what y'all want to do. Now for the other one, for K through 8, we have to have health. We did have health, and we had health, we were doing CATCH. And that was the physical activity nutrition, like she was talking about before, that's what they required previously. Well now they've thrown a lot more into it, and so CATCH isn't gonna cover, it won't cover it. But I thought the Great Body Shop, personally, I don't know what everybody else thought.
I really like that one.
I like the Great Body Shop because it had everything.
And it's going to play a game.
Yes.
Well, and I like too how she said it even covers that extra stuff, like the whole day, like the one that not everybody else
right.
covered. So
now, that would be something we would have to decide.
topics that we will eventually be addressing, it's just not necessarily for Odom immediately.
Let's start one step at a time with human sexuality and then maybe approach these later on. But at least it's available if we wanted to incorporate it, we can address that again. I mean, it's
editing the sexuality more than the
Well, the thing is, though, the parents have to say they can, you know, it's up to the parents. Whether they, yes, ma'am.
Well, I was just going to say, I particularly like the Great Body Shop, even before she, I did download some of the information, but I like that it's very similar to GD Readers. Our campuses are, they're used to that. You know, it's a very colorful little magazine. It's full of information. And I think I like that she said it with their teacher-created plans. You know, it's scripted. I think the teachers would appreciate that. That makes it more smoother, and they're all teaching the same thing. And so the message is coming out in the same way. And it's 100% aligned to the T's. And so I think we can go on.
But it covers it all.
And they also include like the home part of it, and then they get to take that meter home at the end of the month after they've been meeting it. And then I also like in there for the little ones, like it includes characters. So like it doesn't come out and say like a club or whatever. It's basically like in a character way. So that it is child friendly for the little ones, not the older ones. It's a little bit different. Like she showed for the middle school. I think it was more geared for them. It wasn't as colorful and it wasn't as, you know, kiddie-like, but it still got the message through back out there. But, I mean, I think you can't go wrong with that, especially kinder all the way up to 8th grade.
How does everybody else feel? Did everybody like the Great Body Shop? Is everybody in agreement that we want to go
that
route?
Yeah, we have that from the post.
Yeah. Bye. Is that everybody? Okay. All right. Well, then that's the route we'll go. Now, the other thing we need to talk about is how we're going to pay for it and who's going to teach it. That's the other thing we need to talk about.
There was an option.
See,
there was an option to, I don't know if we would have to pay extra for it.
I had 6, 7, 8
They do.
Right.
And maybe those days, once they figure it, go over that part, maybe they can end up like
deodorant. Well, we have wellness money that we can purchase stuff like that with our wellness money, like and my health services budget. So if we wanted to go that route, we could do that, you know, for 5th grade and junior high. So we could do that. Pricing, I have pricing here. So for pre-K, it's $55 per teacher, $750 per year. And then $220 per kid. That's for, well, we're not doing pre-K anymore. Kindergarten, sorry. Kids request a teacher, $750 per year per student. So it's $750 per student. So in the classroom, it would be, I guess that's what you're paying for the little booklet, the 750. So that's kindergarten. And then it's $55 per teacher. And then there's a set of puppets that are used in the lesson, and it's $55 per teacher as well. And those can be used yearly. So you're only doing that, you only have to pay that initial cost for that.
So for kinder,
it's $55 per teacher, and then $750 per student per year. Because that's the cost of
the
booklet for the year. Yeah. And then the set of the puppets. And then for 1st grade through 6th grade, it's $55 per teacher and $750 per year per student. Middle school level 1 or 2 is the same, $55 per teacher and $750 per student per year per level. So how are y'all wanting to do this? Is every teacher going to teach it? Or are they going to have, like, science teachers are going to teach it? Or are they going to bring somebody in to teach it?
in this curriculum, if I'm wrong, tell me, because I reviewed all four of them today.
That's okay.
I did two too early, and then I just did two. But in the one she just presented, did she say it included things that were related to character development? That's kind of weird.
She covered, they covered all of this.
Because if we show evidence enough that it would supplant the character development plan, we could actually pay for it through ESSER.
Through
ESSER funds?
That was the plan. We would go to
so many hours of activity
because
a week.
It's like what, 100?
No. I think it's 120, I thought. But I need to look at our wellness plan because it has it in there. But if it's in there, we have to be doing it.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering if it's
only
one.
Two
plus is legally good.
Yes, this is added information that they didn't even require previously. Previously, we just had to do the physical activity and the nutrition portion, which, you know, we did a lot of the stuff through Janie and then through PE. She covered a lot of that. But now all this other stuff is being added that needs to be taught. And so that's why we're having to change curriculums on one because CATS doesn't teach it, and that's what we're looking for. And then all the other information that's going on. So, but ultimately, it's y'all's decision. Thank you for being here and for, I know that, you know, it was a lot of work and you were involved.